Before we start this podcast, I would like to put a disclaimer that we are talking about anime in this, and there are a couple of spoilers if you have not watched said animes, and it's really popular ones like Death Note or My Hero Academia, so keep that in mind, as well as this episode is a little bit explicit, so if you're my grandma, you can leave now. Love you. Bye. Get into it. Yeah.
I'm Anisha.
And I'm Mariana.
And this is Teenage Fantasy. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about anime. Bum, bum, bum.
Why is that a bum, bum? Anyway, roll the intro.
Today we have a special guest, my friend, our friend.
No, he's not my friend.
Okay.
Oh.
He said he wasn't my friend.
We literally went back and made
it. Can you say your name? Dude, say your name. Say your name.
My name is Zion.
That was so intense.
You gotta give him something.
Give a little oomph. How old are you, Zion?
I'm 16. Oh, I almost said 15.
What is your zodiac sign, Zion?
I don't.
Aren't you an Aries?
But I'm an Aries.
I didn't ask you if you believed in it.
I'm sorry.
You said you don't believe in it. Okay.
He said I don't believe in that, but I'm an Aries. He's just mad because we made him take put down his controller. So
who said I put it down?
We couldn't deal with the.
Now that is coming.
Okay. Anyways. Let's talk about anime. We didn't do.
We have to do like the Rosebud and Thorn and stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you want to start with Song of the Day?
We'll do Song of the Day. So for this, not Song of the Day, Song of the Week. For this week, my Song of the Week, I would probably say it's High School by Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Wayne.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I just put that song on my playlist today. But I haven't really been listening to music this week because, you know, I've been sick. So.
Death by Zaxby's.
Okay. We don't have to discuss it. But that's my song of the week. Ariana.
My song of the week. Okay. It was going to be Harry Styles, but I changed it. So my song of the week is Kill the Mame by Grimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Zion.
Oh, my song of the week is Some by Steve Lacy.
It's what? Some?
Some by Steve Lacy.
Baby, I want some of your love. Your love. Yeah, that song.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's okay.
I give it to you. It's a good song.
Okay, listen to me.
My parents seem to like it.
I might listen to it, I might not.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay. I haven't explained.
Yeah, go ahead, Mariana.
Okay, so basically, your rose is basically we'll do week. Your highlight of your week. That's something that has already happened, and you're like, wow, this was basically my high. And then your bud is something that you're looking forward to because you know how roses bloom. Anyways, and then your thorn is something that you're like, man, So, Zion, you can go first since you're the guest.
Okay. So, my rose for this week, it would have to be my teacher putting in grades because I was at a 69 in her class for like...
Oh.
I was at a 69 for like a good 3 days. And now I'm back at an 89. So, you know.
How'd you go up 20 points?
Because he doesn't do work. He had zeros in the grade book. That's what it was.
Shut up.
But how'd he go up 20 points?
Because it was zeros, and then it went up by 90s, and they put in, like, 90s and 80s and stuff, and 100s. So it went up a lot.
Yeah, and then my bud, that's what I'm looking forward to, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to going outside and skating when it's, like, not raining. Because, like, I set up on...
There was literal hail outside a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Ugh. But then that leads me into my thorn because I set up a new skateboard yesterday and I went outside and the whole grip tape peeled off. So that kind of sucked. But yeah, I set up another one today. So yeah, it should be, should have a better series.
Zion, the controller, please.
Yeah, that's that.
Ariana, would you like to go next?
Okay. My rose is the fact that I think I did a pretty good job on my essay. Mm-hmm. Because I was stressing over that thing for a couple of days.
Yeah, I know, Miss Girl. You did not want to do that thing.
I had like 10 days and I waited till I had like 3 days left to actually start it. But I mean, like, I think it's pretty good. At least that's what people have told me for my peer editing. So there's that. My butt. Bro, I don't even know what I'd be looking forward to. Oh, on Saturday. Oh my gosh. On Saturday, the first episode of the next season. I don't know if the whole season comes out, but the first episode of the next season of My Hero Academia comes out. I'm so excited. My thorn.
Buenos noches.
I don't know. I guess that's a good thing. Oh, I actually have to do a whole art project over the weekend because I was working on that paper so vigorously that I didn't do it all this week. So there's that. Anything, your turn.
Okay, so for my rose, something good that happened to me. I guess I got, like, my dad gave me money at the beginning of this week, so that was pretty nice. Because who doesn't like money? But my bud's something I'm looking forward to. I'm excited because some of my friends are coming tomorrow, so that'll be fun to skate, and that'll be fun. And then I forgot about My Hero. This new season of My Hero comes out on Saturday, and I'm so excited. And then my thorn is I got food poisoning on Tuesday. And I literally just started feeling better today. Like, today is the first day I actually ate something. So that was pretty nice.
How did you almost get taken out by Zaxby's fries? Like, that's...
I don't know. Okay.
She was the only one, too.
Literally, that was the worst kind of sickness I ever felt in my life. It was the worst sickness I've ever felt. It's not fun. Don't get food poisoning. Don't do it.
I'll try.
Someone intentionally gets food poisoning, but go off.
Yeah. Anyways, but that's my little take on this little rosebud and thorn thingy.
Well, since we are already talking about the new season of My Hero, let's just segue straight into the anime. Starting with My Hero, can we start a Mineta hate page?
Please. He is so...
Okay, who's Mineta?
Okay, Zion hasn't watched My Hero Academia.
I'm not watching it yet.
I told you like three times to watch it.
He's like a small boy. He's very short and tiny with grape juice balls on top of his forehead.
You're talking about me. I was like, my bad. But continue.
Oh no. And he's a pervert. Literally all he does is talk about wanting to see girls naked.
It's awful.
Ugh. Yeah, I think they put him in there for comedic relief.
What he makes me angry.
Like, I think it's kind of funny, but
I think it's funny when he's like, I want to be a hero. And then if you watch, I don't know if you watched the first movie that they had.
Yeah,
but, like, they needed him to do something, and he was just crying and snotting.
I have seen. Have you the first time that they got like attacked? Spoiler alert! If you haven't watched it, The first time they got attacked at the whatever that building was called by the the League of Villains. Yeah, and Mineta was bawling his eyes out, and they were like, "Well, how do you expect to be a hero? This is scaring you." He was like, "I didn't think I was gonna have to do this on my first week."
Remember the scene where it's freaking Midoriya and Sue, and they're sitting on the boat because they got separated, and they're stuck with Mineta, and he's explaining his quirk, and they just stare at him.
Yes.
He starts crying.
Isn't Midoriya that guy with the super high voice?
Yes.
Zuko Midoriya. No, I just...
Yeah, I would say Zion does a pretty good impression of him.
Caution.
No, yeah. But My Hero was the first anime I watched, and I watched it in like January. That's when I first started watching anime. But it's so good. If you haven't watched it, please go watch it. It's literally so good. Mm-hmm. We should talk about our favorite characters.
Oh, she just wants to talk about Bakugo.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Yeah.
Hero 2. I am a hero 2.
Yeah. I do just want to talk about Bakugo. But can we talk about it? Can we talk about it?
Go ahead. I don't know if I want to talk about Bakugo, man. Ever since that...
Not the video, please.
What video?
The tampon one.
What? You talk about the Never mind. I thought
I was going to be safe from it, but then it popped up on my For You page.
I don't think I've seen it. I think I've heard about it, but I don't think I've seen it.
I thought I was just going to stay hearing about it, but nope.
No, I haven't seen it. I don't really want to, though, because the way y'all are talking about it.
But, it was just unnecessary.
He's not a really character. I think me and him are the most alike. Even my family members who've watched it also agree with that.
Even though I'm not aggressive. My hero?
Yeah. My like nephew and my sister.
Yeah, your sister.
Please, Zion, can we not talk about
that? He's like, your sister.
But yeah. I just love him. He's the best character. Oh. Anyways, moving on.
I like Mina.
We know.
Yeah, she's a pink one.
She's a really good one, too. I love her. She's obviously,
never mind. Why her skin like that again?
Huh?
She's an alien.
No, she is not.
Oh, she's not?
That was like, something the fandom started. Like, it wasn't even... Like, I thought for some reason, they convinced me that her hero name was actually Alien Girl when I knew it was Pinky. Literally.
No, she wanted it to be Alien Queen. But Midnight was like, no, that's some evil lady who looks exactly like her. They look exactly like. No, because remember, I'm rewatching it. And I saw it. And they like showed a picture of her. And they look exactly alike. Like, it's crazy.
Alien Queen. No, not X-Files.
But yeah. So let's talk about another anime. The second anime I think I watched was Death Note.
Zion, you were the one that literally begged us to watch Death Note.
Apparently, you guys never finished Death Note, and I didn't finish watching it. But
you didn't finish watching it?
No, but I know basically everything. I think.
I feel like you do that a lot because you also haven't finished watching Attack on Titans, and you were the reason why. I think you're the reason why.
Literally, I had to stop when I found out that one of my favorite characters dies. I stopped watching it.
Who dies? Spoiler alert. Who?
Sasha. You don't know Sasha? Oh my god.
Oh, Sasha?
Yes.
The girl who likes to eat.
Yes, she dies.
She dies.
She dies. Dead.
D-E-A-A.
Dang. I hate when they take out the main characters.
Like, that was my favorite character. And then they said something, yeah, she died. So I'm like, I want to know.
No, because I just got to the part where, I'm at the part where Armin almost died because he got, like, burned alive.
Did you see the meme, bro?
Yes. Well, yeah, I just got to that episode and I haven't watched it since. So, yeah, there's that. Oh, but Death Note. I finished Death Note in, like, a week. It was pretty good, actually. It was kind of scary. I feel like Light was the main character, but it really should have been L. L should have been the main character.
Yeah.
I feel like after L got... Character.
Like, there is no reason he should have died. Like, I think that's
after L died... After L died, the show just got... It was just repetitive.
Literally, I feel like I can't be dragged along this anymore. And then Nier, I was like, why are you... Oh my gosh, I had texted a friend because for some reason she simps for L and Nier. That's a different story. But she looked it up, and in the beginning of the show, where he first gets the notebook, Nier's 13, and at the end of it, he's 17. Why is he playing with action figures and toy trains?
Well, because he's probably one of those kids who, like, because he saw he grew up in, like, a facility or something, like, training the next L's or whatever. Because they were like,
yeah, I know.
When he came up, they were like, who's going to take over L's position? Da da da. So, so maybe he has some trauma or something. I don't know.
He's like,
maybe he's just trying to deal with it.
The way L bites his pistachio or mint ice cream, it's always green. Does that not bother
It's probably matcha.
Oh. You know what? What does matcha even taste like?
I don't know. I imagine it tasting very
chalky.
Like, yeah, chalky. That's the word. I was about to say powdery.
I had to eat two dark ones.
What?
What? No, like it was slippery elm bark, but it was in a powder. It was because I have really bad heartburn when I was younger.
Not heartburn. And
I still have it sometimes, but not as much as I had it when I was in like elementary school, because all I ate was bread, man. And my mom gave me a spoonful of tree bark and was like, eat it. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
You guys ever eaten those like those little balls that are like frozen, and like once you chew on them they start like giving off like, what is it, like steam, not steam, but it's like ice, like you
like,
oh,
the
one that's like liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, that.
I've never had them, but I want one.
I've had it because I heard it was making people sick.
It can burn your mouth.
Yeah, I've never had one, but I heard it's pretty cool.
That was random.
Yeah.
He's like, have y'all ever had those? No?
Meaning. But no, back to anime, I don't know. I just like, unless it's Naruto, if you kill off my favorite character, then I'm not watching the show anymore. Like, that makes me mad.
That's funny. No, I didn't know that Sasha died. I really liked her, too. But I think, honestly, in Attack on Titans, my favorite character is, not Mitsuko, because she's annoying. Because why is she always fighting for that guy? He does not even care about her.
Who?
Mitsuko is always fighting for Eren.
Why?
But Eren...
Not that guy, the main character.
Sorry. In my opinion, the people who, like, the main character of the anime is never the one who takes the show. Like, he just didn't take over for me, so he's not the main character, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But anyways, it would either be Sasha or Captain Levi. But
not Captain Levi.
Ackerman? The tiny one?
Yeah, he's so short.
Ackerman. Did you say Bakerman?
Bitch, it's I don't Ackerman. Watch the fucking show.
She oh. said
I just whoops.
That well, was
spoiler alert. Spoiler alert and explicit.
But yeah.
I heard both of you guys started watching Jujutsu Kaisen.
I did not.
I was 5 seconds. I was like 5 minutes in, and I saw some weird creature coming out of the floor, and I was like, "No, thank you." Like,
no,
on Titan because the Titans make me uncomfortable.
She doesn't even watch Promise of Neverland because
I saw that monster thing. I was like, "What is that?" And then I turned it off.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
No. I wanna watch it after I finish Attack on Titan.
You know what you should watch?
What?
Hunter Hunter.
Yeah, I need to watch that too, but isn't there like 5 seasons?
Yeah.
Or like 8?
No, it should be like 5, I think.
I just feel like that's a lot. And I heard that there's 6. A lot of like perverts.
But it's so. It's just he's a
pedophilia. it's kind of putting me off.
Gone.
Oh my god, I find that crazy how I put both of you guys on the anime and then you guys start watching more anime than me. I don't know how to feel about that.
Literally, and I was like, I wanted to talk about how problematic it was.
Oh my gosh, I remember
y'all didn't watch it yet.
I want to watch that. I've seen like so many videos on my TikTok talking about it.
Bro, literally.
But isn't there only one season?
Yeah, it's one season, so you could fly through that. But
yeah.
There's this character, and he's apparently a high school senior, and he is like 2 feet tall, and he's supposed to be like the kind of like baby person. It's hard to explain when you don't watch the show, but apparently I think he could single-handedly take Goku, because the way this dude goes.
Don't I really hope anime people don't watch
but
this
no
podcast.
One can beat Goku.
Hello? What is it kicked me out.
Why are there two of you?
I don't know.
She's gone left. Again. She's gone again.
Uh-oh. We'll just take a short intermission.
Okay, hello?
Get my dad right now.
Oh, I thought she was... I forgot y'all had the same name. I thought she was yelling at you.
Your dad have the same name?
You know my name.
He's a junior guy.
I did not know.
Anywho, but let that. No, please don't let that get me started on a different argument.
Goku?
Who's Goku?
Anywho.
From Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Okay, actually, that's a lie. I watched it when I was young at my friend's grandma's house. He keeps getting called by his mom. At my friend's grandma's house, and I used to watch it all the time. That Brother Bear is...
Okay.
Dang! Okay. That and Brother Bear. And I don't remember a whole lot about it, but everybody's like, yeah, but no one can defeat Goku. Like, bro, shut up.
Literally, don't get me started, because I have a whole list of characters who I think could beat Goku.
Literally, Honey Senpai, if you take his sweets away.
Who is that?
Going in adult mode or in kid mode. Hisoka doesn't even have to use any Nen. He could just scare Goku. Illumi when he opens his eyes.
But no,
like a spider.
I have a pretty good list. I feel like you guys are just saying characters, because I don't know. Because I feel like as much as people say Goku solos any verse, for the most part, that's true. But like, I got some characters who could really like do him.
I think Chairman Netero could get him.
Yeah, I think that. I think he could do that too.
Like, even from the grave, he killed somebody. Three people. He's like,
Certain things that Goku can do that, like, it basically makes him immune to most anime characters. And it kind of sucks. Cause...
Maybe Bon. Bon can't die.
Neither can Goku.
Really?
He just comes back. Nah, it's not like he's immortal or anything, but like he always.
Bon's literally immortal.
Oh. Yeah.
I have a question about that though. Okay. Because people always say people like are immortal, but like if you take out their heart, won't they still die?
Not Bon. Like, the only way to kill him is to like this the other character in the Seven Deadly Sins, King, like he almost killed him because he turned him to stone. Like,
wait a minute, I'm confused. I thought we were talking about Dragon Ball Z.
I'm talking about Seven Deadly Sins because you were asking about immortal characters.
Okay. Oh, I thought we were talking about characters who could beat Goku.
I was talking about a character that could beat Goku, but then she asked about. Wait a minute. Put my heart in a bag. And a buddy, what was I talking about? Okay, Bon. So he basically drank from like the tree of youth or the fountain of youth in a tree. It was, he didn't want to, but he ended up doing it. And like, you could take him apart limb from limb. He won't die though.
Oh wow.
What's up with these characters getting their powers from eating and drinking?
Yeah.
Luffy.
Because Midoriya got his from eating Almighty's hair. Didn't the main character from Jujutsu, whatever his name is, get it from getting a finger? The guy from One Piece, he ate the devil's fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Luffy?
And there was one more that I know.
I thought it was Luffy.
I call him Luffy. I'm pretty sure his name is
Luffy. Luffy.
Who calls him Luffy?
Literally everyone in the show.
Zion has this thing about the way anime pronounces the names is not how he pronounces it.
You literally called a freaking, what is his name from Attack on Titan? What did you call him?
Rhino?
Oh, who am I talking about?
Because that's how they pronounce his name.
No, I'm talking about Bertolt. You called him something. You called him
Benjamin. I did not call him Benjamin.
Bartholomew.
Oh, my bad.
Because that's what I thought his name was at first.
Ryan can barely say Kurapika, so you know what?
Exactly.
Kurapika, you mean?
I only call him that because that's what I thought his name was. Once I found out that wasn't his name, I stopped calling him that.
Yeah, after I told
exactly.
You. But yeah, after. Got a point.
What show? Oh, I got my little sister to watch one show, an anime, and I've been begging her to watch another one, but then when I realized what show I was trying to recommend her, I was like, ooh, maybe not.
Wait, what show did you get her to watch? Because I feel like you told me about this, and I was like,
Oh, Maid Sama. It's kind of like cutesy, but I know she watches stuff like that, and it was only one season.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But then she kept going, stupid Usui, over and over again, and I was like, or, you pervert! And I'm like, Gabby. Gibby! I was never allowed to watch iCarly, but that's a
different Why story. Not?
iCarly, SpongeBob, Wizards of a Waverly Place.
That's I was about to say, let's not hear her starting to think she couldn't do as a child.
That's strange.
It is kind of long, but I don't be thinking about it like that. I'd be like, well, because I'd be like, witchcraft!
But from iCarly? Imagine not being able to watch Harry Potter. That show was about teenagers. No,
My mom said she didn't want us to watch iCarly because Sam was rude. Actually, she thought it was Carly that was the rude one. And I was like, no, Sam's kind of mean. And she was like, see, and that's why we didn't let you watch iCarly. And I was like, but you let me watch Arthur. I literally took the character DW very seriously. And Angelica from RoboCraft. So I think that backfired on you.
Period.
You couldn't watch Harry Potter.
You couldn't watch Harry Potter.
I couldn't. The first time I watched Harry Potter was first semester of freshman year.
That's bad. I mean, I didn't watch it as a kid because I was afraid. But I watched them all in middle school.
I wasn't allowed.
I watched them all in like sixth grade. And I read some of the books.
What's some other stuff I wasn't allowed to do?
Yeah, let's literally.
I couldn't be happy.
Do you know what I also just remembered? Bakugo's birthday is in a month.
Oh my god.
He will be 17.
Can we talk about Hagakure? I think that's how you say your name. Who? Invisible Chick.
Totoro? Or Toto? I don't know. Toro. Toro? They always like shorten it.
Her name starts with an H. Oh, we're talking about her first and last.
I don't know. They always shorten her name to T-O-R-U. Toro?
Turo?
Turo? Probably.
I think her last name's Hagakure or something. Invisible. Let me just Google it. Invisible. How do you spell invisible? Girl from My Hero Academia. Okay, but literally, if you want to know what she looks like. Oh, T-O-R-U. Hagakure. Okay, I got the last name. Her birthday is June 16th.
I don't care about her new birthday.
I'm on Google and it says people also ask, can Hagakure see herself?
Her name is Toro. Hagakuro. Yeah, you're right.
Hagakure. Where do you see it? Oh.
I don't know.
Hirotsu.
But can't she see herself?
Probably what not. If Mr. Aizawa erased Hagakure's quirk? How did Mineta get into UA? Wow, these questions are
okay,
hilarious.
But no, I think about how Mineta got into UA all the time. What did he do? Just stick the robots to the ground and kick them?
He probably
like assisted the other people. I don't think Mineta would be a good hero on his own.
I think he would be a
really good sidekick. Because I think his quirk is best matched with someone else's.
I found out that when I was doing an art project and I used Mina as like a reference, apparently him and Mina have like a weird combo move, but I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I looked, so I'm on Google and it says, how did Mineta get into UA? And it literally says, so Mineta stuck his balls to the ground and walls, essentially setting traps so that the robots would be immobile. And then it says, as you can see, Mineta got into UA Academy, not for brawn, but brains.
That's what I was about to say. I think he just like made him get stuck to it. I don't think his quirk is best suited for like taking down villains by himself. It's best
for. I just ruined the show for me.
What? You got
Oh shoot!
You got.
I'm so upset.
You got.
Take your time.
You saw a spoiler.
Yeah, I accidentally clicked a question that said, who's the UA traitor? And it gave me the answer.
Wait, can you text me? I want to know.
I'll send you a screenshot. You're lying. How?
Is it Bakugo?
No.
Okay, well, then I don't care.
Is it Bakugo?
Even though he acts hard, he's too much of a goody feces for that.
I still don't want to know.
Honestly, I thought it would be... Because, like, I was like, Kiri's, like, so nice to everyone. and like everybody loves
him. Okay, but did you send it to me?
Just say who it is, because I don't care.
I just sent you.
I'm curious.
I just sent it to you. It. I don't know if this is confirmed or not.
Anisha, I laughed when you saw it. It's okay, because I don't like her anyways.
Anisha texted to me.
What do you mean?
It's the girl we were just talking about.
Oh.
The invisible chick.
I don't like her anyways.
It's not. Aww. Okay, it's not. It's not. It's saying how people are like assuming that she might be. It was an accident. I honestly thought if there was a UA traitor, I think it's Principal Nessie.
Yeah, I would see that though, just because he was like tortured as a mouse when he was just a normal pet mouse.
He said, ah, "Poor Mina and Denki were dying."
Yes, that was not
motivation.
He was literally laughing. He was like, "He loves getting back at humans." When he was like, "Oh my god!"
According to this website, they say that Vlad King is the traitor.
Who is Vlad King?
I think it's class 1B teacher.
I don't care about him. Class 1B, I don't really care about. I only care about what's that guy's name? Tetsu.
Tetsu.
And that girl with the vines. Those are the ones I like.
Oh, she's nice. No, I like that girl that was in the pageant.
Oh yeah, that girl who had to who did that thing with Momo, the internship with Momo.
Yeah.
She was like, she's cool.
Oh no, I hired you guys because you're pretty.
Yeah, I was like, dang.
Are you also talking about
My Hero?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys started talking about like Avatar or something.
Nah.
Which one?
The Last Airbender, because you said Momo, and I was like, that's the monkey's name.
No, not the monkey. Please.
Oh dang, his name was Momo.
Appa, yep, yep. I want to buy a...
Oh my gosh, I watched Avatar around this time last year.
You didn't see
around
it
this time last year?
I mean, like, I watched it when I was little, but I didn't understand what was going on.
How?
And I mean, I wasn't, like, really paying attention to it. Like, I would watch episode here and there if it, like, was on the TV and there was nothing else to watch. Mm. But then I was like, last year, I was like, okay, well, let me watch that. Speaking of that, I never finished, Korra. I need to finish that too. I was in the last season.
I did not like it when I was younger, so I just never rewatched it, and I keep meaning to, and then I turn on Total Drama Island. I don't
know. Oh my gosh.
Know
I've seen that show so many times. It's actually ridiculous.
Welcome. Total Drama
Action.
I've watched that show so many times. It's ridiculous.
I've seen every season like a couple times.
Yeah. I don't know. I had like an addiction to it. I would watch it every night before I went to sleep.
I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of shows on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, that's weird. I was allowed to. I guess.
Wait, so there were ones you could watch?
Glaze past that like that. Yeah, that's weird. Anyway,
I feel like my parents didn't care. They were just like, "Okay, watch it." Except for no.
They're like, all right.
I remember being in like fifth grade and like when Empire first came out, I was watching Empire.
Empire.
Oh yes. Yeah. Because my parents were always watching
to, like,
it, and I was
watch
like,
those commercials.
No, my mom didn't even watch it until like she saw me watching it. She was like, "Anisha, you do not need to be watching this." And it was like the season finale of
the show was so hectic and funny for no reason.
Yeah, it was like the season finale of the second season when she was telling me to stop watching this. And I was like, "Just let me watch the season finale." And then
my mom said she didn't want me to watch Death Note, and I was on the last episode.
Really?
She was like, "Death Note, that doesn't sound very good. You should not be watching that." And I was like, "Okay."
My mom tells me I shouldn't be watching shows all the time. Do I listen? No.
No.
I just don't watch things that scare me. So.
There's me not being able to watch a Thriller music video.
No, I understand that. That's scary.
I was like, what is that? Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom.
But somehow you could play Michael Jackson Experience. Nice.
Bro, I am so good at that game.
Not better than me. But yeah.
I've never played that
better
game.
Better than me. None of them ain't.
Wait, you said you never played it?
No.
No!
You poor child. That's almost.
You're lying. Not even Ghost?
No, isn't that a song?
Yes. Are you the ghost of Janet?
No. I've never played that.
Oh my god. Damn. That's not gonna work. All right, I need to find some way to get you at my house so we can play this game, because this is that's not
for funny. Real. Like, that's almost as sad as Ariana's childhood. Because damn,
please.
No, I'm doing pretty fine. I think I had a really nice childhood, so I'm pretty good.
Yeah, like, I'm sure Ariana's never drinking water out of a hose before.
Oh, she probably hasn't. Have you?
You haven't?
No.
Dang. You probably weren't one of those, like, outside kids when you were growing up, huh?
You guys realize I've been crocheting since the third grade, right?
Oh, gosh. My bad.
Oh, Jesus. But you do realize.
Somehow you still can't make a Z, though.
Zion, it's not
don't say it. What?
You know what? Why don't you figure out how to make a Z? And let me know.
He said, I am not playing.
Make it. And let me know how it goes.
She started making whole purses and bucket hats but can't make a Z. Like, yeah.
He said, I am Zion, serious.
It's not a normal letter.
Dang, your name starts with a Z.
Oh my god, Anisha.
Literally.
That's so strange. Like, you're the last letter of the alphabet.
Y'all are the first.
Yeah. Yep. That's normal. That's normal.
He has the same name as his dad. I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob because my mom thought it would make me dumber.
Oh, wow.
And then when the Loud House was a thing, my dad realized that the best friend's dads were gay, and because he's homophobic,
he
made Gabby stop watching it.
Oh, the black guy,
the black kids.
When Clyde's parents, yeah. His dads.
Yeah.
No, I love the Loud House. That show was so good for no reason.
Isn't Doc McStuffins, like, whatever, like, her parents got divorced, and now one of them's gay?
Really?
I don't remember which one it was. I swear I saw something about that.
What? I have not seen anything about that, but I think that's strange. That's suspicious.
That's kind of suspicious. Knock McStuffins.
How do you spell McStuffin?
M?
C? Never mind, I got it.
Hammer. But yeah.
Oh, wow. Not Hammer.
Oh, McStuffins. Not Duffins. That's embarrassing.
You were saying McDuffins?
Whoops.
Well, this episode has gone off topic.
Wasn't her mom like a doctor? Wait, so that was...
Yeah, her mom is a doctor.
Wait a minute. So that was a myth? I'm starting to think I was lied to.
You were.
Oh. Anyways. Do you remember, like, when you were younger, you thought Dora and Diego were, like, dating, and then you found they were cousins later on in life?
I never thought they were dating.
For the longest time, I thought that, too. I was like...
I never thought they were dating. I always knew they were cousins. I think that's strange.
Shut up. They were. Let me shut up. Do y'all remember Wow Wow Wubsy? I used to love that show.
Oh my gosh. For the longest, I was trying to remember that name of that show because I remember I have this one specific memory that I was sitting in my parents' bed in the middle of the night and my dad, like, had just gone out of the shower and I was watching Wawa Wubsy and he was like, okay, give me the remote. We're not watching this anymore. And I started crying because I was like, why? And yeah, I've been trying to remember that show because I wanted to watch it again. I can never remember the name.
I'm about to watch Barbie Life in the Dream House and I have no regrets. It's so funny.
I love that show. I don't know why. It's like a comfort thing.
Life in the Dream House. I want to watch Miraculous Ladybug, but like the thing is,
okay, the show is so stupid because I've been watching that because
they'll never get together.
They never get together. I looked it up, and it's so annoying because I was
literally stupid.
The only reason, how can you not tell by the hairstyles? How can you,
they literally just picture them without a mask? It's not that hard.
Literally. He was like, I'm in love with Ladybug. I'm like, you idiot.
Marinette.
You idiot. First of all, they have the same personalities. Literally. So, I'm not understanding what he's not getting. And then, no, because, like, when I watch, like, Hulu or stuff, I'm like, in the morning when I wake up and my TV will, like, automatically cut off of Hulu and go on to, like, Disney, because that's normally, like, the channel I leave my TV on. And in the morning, it always plays that show.
If that plays on Disney?
Yeah.
It always plays. You know what? Laura Morano did sing a song for it, so you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, look it up.
The girl,
she's like, I got this.
Wait, Who is she?
She's a girl from Austin and Allie.
Austin and Allie. Oh, I thought that. I was like, she makes music?
I can't believe her sister is that girl from Swoosh at Birth.
Pardon?
You know, like the main character, from one of the main characters from Swoosh at Birth?
No, I need to stop pretending like I know, like I've watched that show.
It's a movie.
It's a show.
Wait, it's a show?
Oh, God. Yes.
Not you trying to correct me, not you being stupid.
Okay,
that's embarrassing. Oh, wow.
Stop. It's just fan behavior because he was upset because I wanted to hang up on him earlier. So, you know what?
No, you said.
I said, I'm going to go to sleep. And then Anisha texted me, says, do you want to record a podcast? I was like, oh, I lied.
It's like, I lied.
But no, Anisha, you know that that little, the TikTok, she like, if me and my homegirls can't go to Buenos Aires, then where are we going to go? Ariana said some. If me and my homegirls can't go to Buenos Noches, then where are we going to go?
I was serious, too. Like, I said it like this. I was like, it's really upsetting me and my homegirl, because if it's like, if you can't go to Buenos Noches, like, where could you go?
Anna, please.
Like, I said it with my chest. I thought it was right.
You were being serious?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
No, you know I don't know.
Sometimes I question your
mental capability.
Nah, because then I actually sent her a video of me from freaking sixth grade, and now that's all she says now.
his voice was like hi, and my dad is screaming.
I can't hear him.
Okay. Well, his voice was kind of high, and he thought he had muted the video. And I was like, oh, my God, your voice. And he goes, what are you talking about? Because he thought he muted it. And then I kept going, what? Because that's what he said in the video. Like that.
That's funny.
Very much so. Ni hao.
I can't imagine Zion without his, like, pubescent voice.
Oh, like, I can send it to you so you don't
have yes,
to.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm really interested.
Miraculous.
Because I just know, I can't imagine what your voice sounded like.
What?
It's not funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. I would freaking send you a video of Ariana's, like, yearbook picture, but you wouldn't even see it because it's, like, in...
Oh, I've seen it.
I'm about to say, it's in, like, 12 FPS, so...
But no, I've seen it. She sent it to me when she first saw it.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about anime, man. What is this?
Yeah, I said we went really off topic.
It's Ariana's fault.
Oh.
Let's talk about...
Back. Was that my fault?
Yeah.
I broke it because I was texting.
You can't, like, go to another...
I've been doing, like, it the whole athlete. Time.
Because when I the first time it kicked me out, I went to Netflix to try to look up that high school anime, whatever. Yeah, and it kicked me out.
Whoops. That was my fault. What did I miss?
We're talking about how you got us off topic.
Dang. Fambi.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about anime. Anyways, let's talk about The Promise of Neverland.
The Promise.
Who has watched
You Got Me Dead. Neverland? Dead Like Candy.
Can't the Promise Connie. Neverland. Yeah, there you go. You said Connie? Huh? What you say about Connie?
You got me dead. Dead like Connie.
Dang.
You never seen that dude that always says that?
Yeah, I have. I think you were going to say it.
I saw Connie, then I saw a weird monster thing, and I left.
That was
Are you talking about Attack on Titan?
No. Talking about the Promise
There's
Neverland.
A Connie in Attack on Titan. Y'all, please, yes. Can you please Hunter Hunter? Yeah. I want to talk about it so bad.
Oh, Anisha. Anisha.
Hmm?
Hmm? Do you know that... Okay, so you know that Connie's family... Do you know, like, what happened to them?
Yeah, well, apparently... I don't know exactly what happened to him, but when they went back to his town, his mom was apparently a Titan.
Yeah,
I thought we were talking about the Promise Neverland.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that
yet. Well, apparently... Yeah, and when, like, it's, like, this... It was a theory, but it turned out to be true. But, like, his brothers got turned into Titans. And it was, like, one scene where he looked at them, but nobody really knew why he was looking at them like that. But, yeah.
I'm sorry. I would have to out myself. I'd have to kill myself right there and then.
What?
Because imagine running from your brothers.
and they're all smiling all the time.
I would have to out myself right there. I'm gonna have to die.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, can we talk about how a bunch of news places
wait, have been, wait, it's off. It's off yourself, not out.
Whatever.
I was about to be like, you coming out?
Oh no.
Yes.
I was like, oh no. Okay, this is a little confusing. Before your timing, me? But what? You know what?
Before what? Before who?
What?
Okay, but can we talk about how a bunch of news outlets have been posting like what to do in case of the zombie apocalypse?
Y'all gonna die.
And it's kind of it's kind of
CDC say because, something. Like that's how I knew I lost. I was that's it. And y'all thought I was kidding when I said the end of the world is near.
If some zombie apocalypse stuff is happening, I'm gonna kill myself because I'm not going out like that.
You're gonna be running, running. You're gonna die eventually.
It's like, why? What is the need to survive? What is the need?
Just give up.
People in those shows have such a will to live. Oh my! I barely have a will to live today. What am I gonna do? When there's zombies everywhere, like I'm not gonna get eaten by one. That's not gonna happen. But I'm gonna kill myself because what is the point of living like that?
Yeah.
What is the reason?
I feel like it would be exciting, but that's just me.
That's not exciting. That's scary. Yeah.
You live like that every single day. You'll probably die of exhaustion.
You like never get a break, and it's like you're living to get to what?
To get to what? Y'all ain't even gonna make it to exhaustion. Y'all are gonna die because you tripped and fell. Like,
I'm not dying from tripping and falling.
My bad, Ariel.
I might die from making noise.
I might die. I wouldn't last in a quiet place.
Because I'm telling you, I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna start screaming.
I'd probably sneeze, and you know how I sneeze? It's like a scream. I'd be like, yeah.
No, like I said, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm hiding under my bed. And if I get caught, I get caught. Because at the point, there's no will. Because,
like, if they get down there, they could drag you out quicker than you could leave.
Okay, but I feel like that's the only place I feel safe.
On a roof, they climb slow.
Hide in a closet.
No, well, I feel like, well, I guess. That's cornering myself too much. I do want to learn. I would want to learn how to fight, though. Like, I want to learn how to be a real good fighter. Like, bam, 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 on your butt. Just, like, you know? Like, really good, like, a really good fighter. And I feel like if I survive a zombie apocalypse, I would learn how to do that. But there's, like, what are you looking forward to in life that makes you still want to live, you know?
What if you have, like, siblings?
Are they dead?
Okay. They can be fine. They'll be fine. My siblings are good. Oh, they're good.
Okay, my bad. Like, little cousins that you live with. Or no.
I don't live with my little cousins. I don't live with my nieces and nephews.
Did they just come to your house like every day then?
Yes.
She said, and I didn't ask for this.
They just come to my house every day. They do not live here.
Anisha, have you seen A Quiet Place?
No, I'm scared.
I never seen it, but I know
how do you know about this, Ariana? Because I know for a fact you haven't.
Okay, so basically, you know how I like The Office, right? The friend that got me into The Office is obsessed with John Krasinski. You know who I'm talking about. The person that plays Jim. And he's like the main person in The Quiet Place. And she's watched it.
Didn't he die?
I think so. He had to like sacrifice himself.
Oh, yeah. I know. Kid. I saw the movie, but I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm thinking of the right character.
Yeah. But I was seeing how like they were. I can't be quiet. Yeah. I'll go outside and be like, that's you, dead. He coming out this side of the room, dead.
I mean, but they're blind, so like, if, how did they kill him in the Quiet Place? Basically, she used her, Anisha, what's the thing from ASL that they use?
Hands?
No. Right, I don't know.
They put in their ears.
Cochlear?
Yeah, that.
A cochlear implant, or is it just
hearing. It's just a cochlear. But yeah, they basically like turned it all the way up or something, and it like made the the monster's like really mad, and then the mom shot them with a shotgun. But that's a different story. But yeah,
that's what I'm saying. In situations like that, what is the will to live?
And they lived in like forest, I mean, right? For why?
I guess if you have kids.
I'm saying, like, if you have kids, like, that's the only reason I can see, like, really somebody keep living.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only reason why I see to live. Like, I just feel like, like, there's nothing for me to look forward to in life that makes me want to still be here at that point.
Yeah.
Like, if I have kids, I don't want them to be born into this world. I'm in the room. Like, I don't need that. There's just no will to live. There's no reason for me to still be here. I mean, I guess maybe my my faith will like become a lot more stronger in a time like that. I mean, I feel like I'm already pretty like good with that, but maybe that'll give me more of a will to live. But I don't think so. I don't think anything can give me a will to live at that point.
Yeah. I'm just in it for the never mind.
Oh wow. I already know what you're about to say.
I don't.
I already know what you was gonna say.
Wait, do you really know what I was about to say? Because I'm curious.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Well, okay. Can you say it? Because I have no clue.
Nah, because now it looks. Nah.
Anywho.
But yeah, there's just no reason for me to still be here. At that point.
Yeah.
The only reason why I'm here now is because I'm thinking about when I get older and I get a house with a pool. Oh, that's going to be nice. I just can't wait.
You got to clean your pool.
One day. I'm not cleaning it. I got to pay somebody.
No, you're going to have money. Okay.
I plan on being rich.
He's like, I'm not rich. What's the point? What are you talking about?
What do I look like scrubbing my own pool?
No. I like how you just like, gloss over my comment. You're like,
I'll scrub my own pool when I go bankrupt.
No money on my card.
Me having to clean my grandma's pool every single summer. But you know, you do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's slave.
Well, that makes sense for you to do that though, because you're her boy.
So what you're saying is, if I'm correct.
No, yes. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that because I believe that, but I'm just saying because I'm saying that because parents and grandparents, especially in like our time, because they were born in a different time, they give roles out based upon gender.
Right.
Like, I don't cut the grass. My brother does that. I'm not cutting the grass.
Because you believe that. Let me stop.
I don't believe that. I'm just saying that's how. People of the generation before us. I don't care what kind of kids I have. They're going to be cutting the grass because I'm not doing that.
You don't cut the grass. As a kid,
you said, I see no gender.
You're going to be out there. I don't care. Somebody will cut the grass and it's not going to be me. And I'm not playing one of these little boys walking around with a lawnmower to come cut my grass. If I got two kids in the house, that could do it themselves.
Oh my for God, Anisha, what time do I come over to your house tomorrow? 4?
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Wait! What?
Huh?
You know, let's talk about something. I hate when people talk about plans to around someone else that's not invited.
I mean, you can come. Sorry. You can come.
I mean, yeah, you can. I only didn't tell you because I thought you wouldn't want, like, you're, because I know you live so far away.
Yeah, because I live, like, 5 minutes from our house.
It's not even that. Like, my parents be like, no, too many people.
Literally, I was going to invite you, but then I was like, she's probably not going to be able to come because I live 30, you live 30 minutes
literally
away. 30 plus minutes away. And then because I know your parents haven't been letting you really do anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of sorry.
Once I come back from the Dominican for spring break, I'm going to have to quarantine for, like, 3 weeks. If I want to go to her party, which, you know.
Zion, I told you that I'm probably going to end up walking around Ponce City Market. You have no stamina to walk around that long.
No, I have the stamina. Wow. I just don't want to.
No, okay, but can we talk about how I hate going to, like, places with my friends if they don't want to buy anything?
Oh, I'm going to buy pretty rocks.
I literally hate it. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I hate walking to stores with my friends. I hate going to malls with my friends.
You
guys
broke friends, got you.
What?
Yeah, because
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
Because I go into the store and I'm like, okay, well, I'm trying to look because maybe I can see something that I want. And then my friends are like, Anisha, where are you? We're about to leave. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We just got here a minute ago. Can I look? Maybe I want to buy something. And they're like, no, we're going to the next store. For what? For what?
They got nice scenery.
It's so annoying. It's like, we could have did this at my house. We could have walked around the neighborhood or something. I could have been at my house. I don't know. It's so annoying.
She has a point. I had friends that would, like, go to the mall with me, but they would walk, first of all, taller than me. So that means they have longer legs.
Everybody's taller than me.
All your friends are taller than you. What was the point of bringing that up?
Because I had a friend that was my same height.
Oh, anyway, well, I'm sorry. Continue.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, so one of her and she's like 6'2". Oh, if you're listening to this, hey. But she's like 6'2" or something. I don't know, something around there. And so, like, one of her strides were like three of mine. And she was going so fast around that store. I was like, I can't. You ever be winded just by walking on a flat terrain? I can't do it.
Huh.
Mm. That's funny.
You've been practicing your cardio all year just to go, just prepare.
I haven't been doing cardio like that.
No, the only thing that scares me is that I've seen so many TikToks about people talking about going up the stairs in mask, and that scares me.
No, I can't even breathe when I get up the stairs in my house, and I'm not wearing a mask.
That scares me. Because imagine huffing and puffing trying to go up the stairs with a mask on. And other people seeing you?
Everybody just here.
That is so embarrassing.
Can you say asthmatic?
Oh my gosh. Can you have asthma when you're little and then not have it anymore?
Yes.
Right? I'm pretty sure I had asthma when I was little.
No, because
I remember having an inhaler and having to like use it a couple times.
I think you had.
But then I just remember asthma. I mean, like, I don't think it was really mine though. At the same time. I think it was my. I have like vague. It's a really vague memory of like having to use an inhaler. But I also had like this really bad breathing problem for a while, and I had to like get the surgery done when I was in pre-K because I would like stop breathing in my sleep. And I think that's what it was for, but I honestly don't remember.
Damn.
But yeah.
Zion, you're going to talk about it.
Was, like, in pre-K.
Talk about what?
Being asthmatic as a child.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so basically, when I was in, kindergarten to, like, second grade, I used to play football, and, like, run up the hill, and I remember, like, me running up the hill, and I get to the top of the hill, and, like, my chest would be all heavy, and I literally, like, couldn't, I literally couldn't breathe. I'd be, like, trying to take a breath. And, like, it was that bad. Like, I used to cry because I was like, I literally can't breathe. And, like, they were like, oh, you're just winded. I'm like, okay. But, yeah. Nah, because y'all last podcast made me figure out that I was anemic for, like, a good 3 years. So.
Oh, my gosh. That makes so much sense.
That Zion's
anemic? Oh, I'm not talking about you. No. I was thinking about how, because, you know, I've been sick this week. And I was thinking about how, like, I haven't been able to really, like, stand up for, like, more than a couple of seconds at a time. And I just realized I haven't taken any of my iron pills for at least this week. For at least all of this week. So, that could be... I should probably go take some.
You say, let me find my supplements real quick.
Nah, imagine having to be one of the, like, the grandparents that have freaking pill bottles for every day of the week, and Anisha's just popping, like, one from Tuesday.
That's funny, because I used to have one of those. But it wasn't like pills. It was, like, vitamins. It was just a bunch of vitamins.
You took more than one vitamin?
Yeah.
I used to take a heck of vitamins.
Oh.
Like, I used to take a heck of vitamins. It was
in middle school, I took, I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, vitamin it was in middle
C
school.
And D, but in middle school, I took vitamin C, D, allergy medicine, and glucosamine.
Oh my gosh. When I was in, I had two surgeries when I was in pre-K. My first one I did was because me and my sister used to take, you know, those gummies that come in like the yellow bottom with like a bear on it? Yeah, me and my sister used to take those. And one time, like in our kitchen and living room area, there's like a wall, like just a weird wall, not like a weird wall, but it's like a wall in the middle of the
like the one in your Minecraft house.
Yeah, kind of, but it's not connected to another wall.
Oh, it's like a random partition.
Yeah. And I was running around that, and I fell. I tripped and fell. And that, like, landed on, and I was holding that bottle in my hand, and it, like, landed on my throat, and my tonsils got swollen. And so I had to take them out.
Oh.
Oh, from a bottle of
vitamins.
Oh, wow.
I pushed her off a treadmill. She scratched her eyebrow open.
You pushed her off a treadmill?
Trendle.
Wait, what?
What's a treadmill? What is that?
It's like a pop-up. Like, you can store it under a bed, and it's like an extra one, and you can pop it up, but it was made out of metal. And she scratched on the...
What's that? An extra one of what?
It's like a bed frame.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never heard about that until today.
Anyways, who is you talking to?
I was trying to say a story, but every time I tried to say something, you guys would talk over me.
My bad. Continue.
Oh, okay. I got two stories of that. One about how I got stitches, and like one about some vitamins. So basically, you guys like the little vitamins that come in gummies or whatever. So I was at my nana's house, and like there was like this big bottle of gummies. Like it had to be at least like 50 in there, and like they bought it like that day at Kroger. And then I remember coming home and me just thinking it was candy. So I take the bottle to my room and I eat all the gummies. And so I bring it back and put it in the trash can, and my nana, my dad, and my mom come in my room. And like there was like, and they had the bottle in their hand. And I was like, "Did you eat these?" I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Zion." And I was like, "Did I do something wrong?" Yeah, I got beat that day, but that was that story.
And then for what? For eating all the gummies?
Yes.
What were we supposed to eat?
Food.
We had hot dogs.
Boiled or grilled?
Boiled.
No, and then there, I think I told you guys about the story about me how I bust my chin.
The turtle?
Yeah, I was at a park, and I was riding a bike down a hill, and a turtle was, like, in the middle of the street, and I hit the turtle, and I flew off my bike and landed on my chin. But, yeah.
R.I.P. Mr. Turtle.
In third grade, this is actually a really interesting story. But first, the first part of the story was I was in my best friend's backyard, and she's my neighbor. So like I was in her backyard with my nephew, and her and her little sister, they were inside their house, or I don't know where they were. But I was pushing my nephew on the swings, and my nephew was like 3 years younger than me. So he was like in kindergarten. And dude came up behind me and like hit my chin on the swing, and I bit through my tongue and almost bit my tongue off, and it was bleeding really badly, and I couldn't speak, and it was like really swollen, and I couldn't go to school for like 2 weeks because I couldn't speak and I couldn't eat anything. And then, but it was okay because I had to go to my sister's. I got to go prom dress shopping with my older sister, and that was nice. But this boy in my neighborhood, he used to have a crush on her. He was always late for school, and she was like, "Oh well, you're never early." And he always wanted to like walk her with her to the bus stop, and she was like, "If you get ready before me, you have to come walk to my house, and then we'll walk together." And the one day he did was the day that my sister was going prom dress shopping, so she wasn't going to school. And my mom and he got the bright idea to stand outside the front door, like by the glass, to hide from her, like scare her when she was coming out the house. But because my sister was going prom dress shopping, my mom was at home, and she was, like, sweeping. And my mom opens the door, and he says, "Boo!" It scares the mess out of my mom.
Yeah.
And she's yelling and screaming, and he's like, "I'm so sorry." It was so funny. And I'm just happy I was here to witness it, because I bit through my tongue.
Oh.
Nah,
I got some. This is like, maybe like a couple months after I came back from the hospital of me getting stitches from busting my chin. So I think I told you guys they gave me like the little Beauty and the Beast doll or like plushie or whatever, and it was the Beast one. And so I was in my room and I was throwing it up and down, and like you know how like you throw something into the air and you try to chase it and then catch a board hits the ground. I was doing that in my room and I threw it like at the wall and I ran like fast as I could to catch it. And ended up running like face first into the wall and I busted my chin and I had to go back to the hospital. But
they're like, Zion, you're back again this week?
And like, yeah, I didn't go to school the next day, but the day after that I went to school and I remember like walking in there and the class went dead silent. And I was like, yeah. That was kind of embarrassing, but
I get that. I was the kid who always hurt herself. And I still am. I still am.
Didn't you fall into a ditch the other day?
Oh my gosh, that was it was literally 6 months ago. It was 6 months ago. Come on. Okay. But no, yeah, I was just the kid who was always hurt. Like literally in fourth grade, me and my friend Michael, we were racing. We had just like finished the pacer test and like. After we finished the pacer test, we had to go to one side of the gym and, like, tell our teacher our scores and stuff. And then, like, run across to the other side. And we had, like, finished. And he finished, like, a little bit before I did. So he was waiting for me. And he was like, Anisha, let's race back the thing. And I was like, okay, I'm finna show you some real speed. So I did. And I beat him. And then he fell off my arm. And he was a little chubby. So he fell on my arm. And I, like, broke my arm. He broke my arm because literally it hurt so bad, and I was trying to like play it off because I loved PE. That was like my favorite thing to do in elementary school, and so I didn't want to leave, but I couldn't take it anymore. I was just sitting there crying in silence until my teacher came and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah,
yeah."
And yeah, that was funny. But ever since that happened, I've just been hurting myself a lot.
It all started.
I wish I had stories like this. I don't.
I was about to say, Ari.
I got shanked in the eyelid, but that's like different.
You got shanked?
Okay. I got a shot in my eyelid.
Oh, that's still pretty strange.
I mean, like, it's not like a childhood story. It's not funny because, like, I had a sty on my eyelid all of seventh grade. Oh. And everybody's like, just use a warm compress, it'll go away. Okay, you do that for three months.
Oh my god, do you have pictures?
It's gonna go away. Huh?
Do you have pictures?
No, I avoided cameras that year.
Oh. Okay.
Bro, leave me alone. Anyways, so they also gave me probiotics to help it go away. It turned out I was allergic to those. but I remember having to go to the doctor, and they were like, okay, you're gonna. And it's not like they put you to sleep or anything, they couldn't. So, because you had to have your eye open. So, me and my mom were in there, in the, like, eye doctor, and he gave...
Well, I'm sure they could have put you to sleep, because they perform eye surgery on people when they're asleep.
Well, we didn't have a sleep insurance, I guess. I don't know. Anyways. So, they get you an eye drop to, like, numb your eyelid so you don't feel the shot. But Mr. Doctor Dude forgot that I can't stand eye drops, and I had blinked a little too early, so it fell out the side of my face, and he thought I was crying. I was like, excuse me, and then he came out with this giant needle, and just was like, all right, I'm gonna put it in your eye. I felt everything. And my mom closed her eyes because it hurt her so bad. I was like, excuse me? She did the same thing when I got my ear pierced. I was like, excuse me? Open your eyes, Miss Girl, because I'm suffering. You're going to sit here and suffer, too. You made me watch House when I was younger. Whoops. Anyways, he ended up getting that thing out of my eye, but it wasn't fun. He had a little, like, X-Acto knife-looking knife to, like, cut. Did you know that there's actually a, like, there's inner eyelid and then an outer eyelid, and there's a slit in between? That's where that sty was.
No, that's really interesting.
You learn a lot when you're halfway dead. Anyways.
I'm halfway dead.
That was a short summary of the story.
Oh my god, what if you blink though?
I couldn't.
That would you would have he would have cut through your eye.
No, he's not stupid.
I don't know. Blink.
It's not like right, if the eye drop
didn't work. He was holding my eyelid open, like I couldn't blink. Tears, because my eyes needed to be moist. You know.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I don't have any other stories. Yeah, I have never broken a bone.
I broke two of my fingers in seventh grade.
You did what?
That was pretty crazy. I broke two of my fingers in seventh grade or the eighth grade.
Okay, Jack.
I was playing. Oh my gosh! Shut up. I was playing flag football, I think, in like PE, and like I was pulling off one of the flag thingies, and this kid like he ran into my hand. So my fingers got dislocated, and I didn't realize what happened at first. So I stood there and I popped them back, but then there was like two parts of my fingers that wouldn't fix back. And I was like, "What's going on?" And I couldn't get them to pop back in place. And then I went over to the coach, and I was like, "Yeah," and she was like, "Your fingers is not supposed to be." And I yelled. I was like, "Fuck." And then I ran to the nurse, and I was me and my nurse.
They made you run to the nurse by yourself.
I don't know if somebody was behind me. Somebody might have been there with me, but I didn't care. I was freaking out. My fingers were in places they weren't supposed to be. They were not supposed to look like that. And me and the nurse were really close because in eighth grade I realized that I could go to the nurse and pretend to be sick, and then my sister would just come get me.
And you're just sitting there swinging your feet.
And me and the nurse like, were like really close because she liked me, and I would be in there all the time. And my, because like literally, I would go to the nurse and be like, can I get some ibuprofen? Because my wisdom teeth are growing in eighth grade, so it really hurt. And my sister would be like, yeah, I'll come bring you some. And she'd be like, yeah, I'm just gonna take you home. So I'd be like, okay. So I would just do stuff like that, and I would leave a lot. And so me and her and my family were like pretty close. And so she was like, first of all, she was laughing at me, and I was freaking out. And she was like, I need you to calm down. And I was like, I can't. Look at my fingers. And, yeah, they were broken. And I was supposed to get, like, a surgery on it because now it's crooked. But my mom was like, you would do that. I was like, okay.
Oh, you guys will hear some stories about some crazy stuff that happened in the skate park. They're kind of gory, but, like.
76 okay. minutes.
Oh, wow.
And Zion was worried that he wouldn't last 30.
Oh, yeah, but
that's why I said it's literally just like
yeah. I could do this again, but
he said y'all okay. have me back.
Yeah. But I was at the skate. So basically, you guys know Jacob, the guy who was in my neighborhood that brought me to the skate park the first time. Yeah. Anywho, my first day going to the skate park. You know, going around. Living life, doing my thing. I could already do a couple of tricks like by then, so I wasn't like so out of place. But
you like, and you want me to go to the skate park? I don't even know how to do a trick. You're crazy.
But, okay, but like my friend Jacob, he's like, I'll show you all the stuff I can do. So like he's going down all like the hubbubs and rails and like the ledges and stuff. And so there's like this big like rail in the middle of the park, and like it's like and it's a double stair set. So it's like the rails connected to the double stair set, and it's like it's called impact, but that's not important. Anyway, I'll say this: you're not supposed to have scooters at the skate park. It's like a sign that right as you enter the skate park, it says no scooters allowed. So what I'm about to tell you, I don't really necessarily feel bad for the kid.
I know what you know, happened.
I'm going to the story. Anywho, basically, he goes down like the impact rail, and as he's coming off the rail, the little kid on the scooter, he's driving by. Like on the scooter, not driving. He's like riding by on the scooter. Like he has on a helmet, but I guess it didn't save him. But he came off the rail, and the nose of the skateboard hit the boy right in the forehead as he's coming off the rail. And like all I hear is like a piercing scream. And then I look, and everybody's crowded around. And I go over there, and it's like blood everywhere, and little boy's like unconscious. And I was like,
"Aw, that would took me out." I'm like, "Yeah."
Like he was really unconscious. I was like. Like, I thought he was dead, but then, like, he woke up, like,
where's his parents? Later.
They were there.
Really?
They came scary. And they dragged him away. They dragged him away and put him, like, on, like, the
little chairs by the
skateboard. My parents would be like, yeah, I'm taking my skateboard and you're never doing this.
Like that, and like that was like I told my dad and he was like, wow, that's crazy. Like imagine going to the skate park for your very first time and you see a kid almost die.
Like, yeah, why like, I'm not
I
doing
that. I was like,
I think it's funny because they do like no scooters. If you see a kid on a scooter, no way.
And like that's why that's what you get. That's why what I'm saying. Because like you're literally not supposed to have scooters at a skate park for a reason. But I mean, yeah, that happened. And I was like,
that could have happened to any little kid with a skateboard too, couldn't it?
Yeah, but
so you're blaming
it happened to a scooter kid, and you're not supposed to have scooters at the skate park. I feel like that doesn't really like go together, but it did. So, whatever.
Dang.
But yeah. And then another kid went to the hospital the second time I went to the skate park. Okay, I don't remember this story. It was a grown man. He was going in and out the bowls, and like he aired out the bowl, and the skateboard like board it flew off the bowl, and like he didn't go back down with the skateboard, and like this you saw the skateboard come. You saw him go up out the bowl. The skateboard came to the ground outside the bowl. Him just flying back into the bowl, like face first, like hit like a nose dive. And like I go into the bowl, he's just laying there. I'm like,
why am I laughing? Jeez.
I was like,
yeah,
is he? And like, yeah, somebody call 911, call 911. I'm like, bro, what is up with people dying, like trying to kill him for the skate park? But like, yeah, I was like, huh. Wow, and like he had to get pulled out the pool by like a guy that came in like the ambulance or whatever, and then they put him on the stretcher like upright, and then they put him into the van or whatever. You know, he was carried away, and then we just went back to skating like everything was normal. But yeah, that was crazy. I got a lot more stories like that, but
yeah, we're kind of pushing.
I only have like right two. Now. Never mind. But yeah. That happened.
We should have like another one with just childhood stories. I think we ended up doing the anime and childhood stories, which was the ones Zion was supposed to be on anyway. But I guess we should just wrap it up now. I'm Ariana.
Yeah. And I'm Anisha.
Zion.
My name's Zion.
There you go. And you were listening to Teenage Fantasy. Don't forget to go and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Please. Our Instagram is
Teenage Fantasy. Oh, follow me in my socials, you know?
Not you cutting me off.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Follow us on Instagram at @TeenageFantasy_podcast and on Twitter at @TeenFantasyPod. As you were saying, Zion.
Y'all go follow my Instagram and my TikTok, Zion.sv. It's the same on each platform. But yeah, y'all do that.
Zion dot skater boy.
He was a skater boy.
It stands for skateboard, but
yeah, same thing. Anyways,
this is our skateboard.
Juices.
That's weird.
Everybody say bye.
Bye.